around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, we'll get out of the box fast here. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, everyone. Just 60 minutes to go now before Mary and I leave for Hawaii as the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 kicks off on Monday. And that will be happening all next week. We'll broadcast from there next week at this time. As we begin hour two on this September 27th live broadcast, it is just after 11 a.m. Eastern time. We're going to convene week 288 of our National Communal Forum. And listen, if you're new to the show, I know we continue to add new stations. The NCF is the segment of the program where we talk politics and local happenings, national matters impacting areas where we have local affiliates. Yes, travel and tourism gets mixed in. And really what it's meant to do is we bring you these real-time reports, just not going to hear about elsewhere. So, Mary, we've got three of our 610 weekly affiliates holding. Who are they?
We do. So let's welcome Tom Sipes, local host with our Hudson Valley, New York affiliates, FM 92.5 and AM 920, WG. HQ. We also have FM 96.5 and AM 1260 WBNR and FM 94.3 and AM 1420 WLNA Radio. Dave Krusenklaus, program director and host at our Lexington, Kentucky affiliate, AM 590 and FM 97.3 WVLK Radio. And Steve Bakken, also a local host with our Bismarck, North Dakota affiliate, AM 1270 KLXX Radio.
Interesting cross-section area of the country. Hello, guys. Welcome. Thanks for being part of today's live broadcast.
Good morning. Tom here from the Hudson Valley.
Well, we appreciate
good
that.
Morning.
All right, so Dave and Steve, no disrespect, but with Tom bringing six stations, to the table this morning, we're going to begin with him, okay? I was raised in the Hudson Valley, Tom. I have a lot of family still there. I've always felt that this time of year is one of the best to enjoy the area. Certainly the Culinary Institute is a personal favorite that Mary and I enjoy. I know we've had Rudy there with us. The apple farms you can enjoy in the area.
Sure.
Stewart International Airport has grown in its importance with all the flight options that have grown there. We did this show from the new Legoland when it opened a few years ago. So for our listeners tuned in around the country, they may be thinking Maine or Vermont, parts of Massachusetts to co-experience fall. But your region of New York State can compete with all of them. So this is your chance to brag a little on the region. Go.
Well, it is, Robert, it really is an incredible year here in the Hudson Valley as we head to, the 250th anniversary of the U.S. up and down this Hudson Valley. And the show Hudson Valley Focus Live, I'll be featuring many of the historic events that have happened over the last several hundred years. But great things. I can take you all the way from there to the fact that, close to where I am still is the IBM's prominence in the Hudson Valley is less than it was 40 years ago, and yet they are launching their global quantum computing center right here in Poughkeepsie, and putting it on the mark in a huge way. And industry here in the Hudson Valley has had to retool itself since those cutbacks in the late 1980s, early 1990s. And that's something that, I, as former chairman of the Workforce Investment Board, Economic Development Corporation, have been an integral part of. So I use Hudson Valley Focus Live, not just to report on other stuff, but to actually help shape policy here in the region.
Well, it shows again the power of radio.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sure we'll talk to you again. We're not done talking to you today, but we'll talk to you again next year for the 250. So last hour, F1 got a lot of attention. I'm going to move us to Lexington, Kentucky. They have a different type of horsepower. It's the horse capital of the world. Dave, last time you were on, we talked Southern Lights and Christmas with you. We're a little early for that since the calendar just flipped to fall. Why don't you talk a little bit about bourbon trails and fall and some reasons to come enjoy your beautiful corner of the country and the floor is yours.
Well, this has been a special year for Lexington because we are celebrating our 250th birthday this year. And it's been a year-long celebration called 250 Lex. And each month has been something about the culture of the city or the history of the city or sports. For instance, September, the theme is sports, so there's been a lot of sporting events or special classes, events around sports, not just the UK football that got started this month, next month is equine, and of course that's important because one of the finest racetracks in the world, Keeneland, will have its fall meet starting on October the 3rd, run through the 25th. November will focus on the arts in Lexington, the local arts programs, and then kind of a look at the future in December will be the theme. Also, too, in late August, we open Gatton Park, which is a privately operated park that connects the historic Town Branch Distillery, the Town Branch District. This has been years in the making, creating a trail that runs from there in through the downtown of Lexington and into a neighborhood called Chevy Chase. So Park opened at the end of August, and it's got a 5,000-seat amphitheater, which the city really needs. So in the summertime, we're going to be able to get some mid-size acts. They had the Beach Boys here last week. They got rock bands next year.
Dave, you've got so much going on there.
I definitely mean, many area. Reasons to visit.
And
thank
I love
you.
The 250, 250
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, happy
so
birthday.
So I want to move this way because we also want to get to Steve. So, you know, that's the capital city of North Dakota, Bismarck. Rudy, if you got in your car there in St. Paul, I think in about 6 hours or so, you drive across, what is it, I-94 up there. You could probably be in Bismarck for dinner with Steve. So
and
do you
I should
go, with
go. You know, whenever I think of Bismarck, I think it's always that one thing that stumps somebody when you say, I bet you can't name all the capitals of the 50 states. You get to North Dakota and they go, Bismarck.
It's not Fargo. That's right. Exactly.
Right. Fargo is Fargo and Bismarck are the two big cities. One thing, Steve, that really intrigued me in doing some research on it, since I haven't visited, was the Art Deco Cathedral. I don't know that I've ever seen an Art Deco cathedral. It's quite amazing.
No, actually, we do have a pretty thriving art community here. I think the last time I talked to you, I was actually the mayor of Bismarck at the time.
Oh.
We're just coming off of our 150th anniversary for the city. Now I'm a county commissioner, and we're in the process of working with the city and ramping up for the 250th next year. So a lot to lay out with what's going on in the Missouri River and around the community. You know, this time of the year, you know, that Art Deco Cathedral, which is, you know, a big part of the Catholic diocese here in Bismarck, one of the big cathedrals that we do have. But there's a whole bunch of very historic cathedrals around the entire state of North Dakota. And, you know, we kind of pride ourselves a little bit in Bismarck. We're kind of the gateway, especially for a lot of people traveling from the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, to Medora for the Medora musical over the summer and Theodore Roosevelt National Park. So we're kind of the gateway to that, sitting on the Missouri River, which this time of the year is absolutely magnificent when you start thinking about fall color changes.
Sure.
Mm. You know, the river route, and, you know, in the summer we have the riverboat here in the Bismarck area that people can enjoy, but the fall colors and kayaking on the Missouri River this time of the year is absolutely phenomenal, and that dovetails right into the fall hunting season here.
Steve, we're going to have to leave it there with you. Listen, you know, we love this national communal. I actually was going to ask you all what your top story leading the last 3 months of the year are going to be, but unfortunately, we only have about 30 seconds left in this segment, and you all know with radio, you got to hit the post. So I want to thank all of you very much for being part of the show. Appreciate you showcasing your special areas of our country. Appreciate you being an affiliate of our program. Have a great weekend, guys. All right, folks, after this quick sponsors break, well, the America 250 theme is going to continue. It's going to continue to get louder and louder on this program as we move into 2026. Personal Connections next. We're back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go, go with the people who know it best. Visit gocolette.com/United States. That's gocolette.com/United States, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
We're certainly living in interesting times, and current circumstances have made it more clear than ever that you just never know when it comes to travel. This is why we encourage you to have coverage from Travel Guard Travel Insurance. We're strong believers in the importance of travel insurance. It's something we always make sure we have because it's affordable and protects in so many ways. You've heard me say now for years that there are some things in life you just shouldn't do without. Well, traveling with travel insurance is one of them. Coverage includes many items such as trip cancellation, interruption and delay coverage, medical expenses and evacuation, translation services, passport or ticket replacement, lost or delayed baggage, flight and hotel rebooking, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, and more. They even offer concierge services, and in today's world, look for CFAR or cancel for any reason coverage as well. Bottom line, whether your next trip is a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, international or domestic, connect with Travel Guard at TravelGuard.com and get the coverage you should have. You'll also find a direct link on our website. That's RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
We love the Helix Sleep mattresses. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from HelixSleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you have back pain, night sweats, or other sleep issues, you're going to find relief with a Helix mattress. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Just take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide. That's 25% off. You can also visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, you've been hearing us talk about America's 250 with some pretty good regularity on this program. It's only going to increase as we move into 2026. And traveling our great country to celebrate is going to be the focus of today's Personal Connection.
And to help us do it, Robert and I have invited show partner and our friends at Colette on today. You all know how we feel about Colette and the loyalty we want you to show this family-owned tour company. It is America's oldest. They've been designing tours and taking travelers around the world since 1918. And like us, they are also really dialed into America's 250th birthday coming up. We cannot encourage you enough to get out there, travel, experience our amazing country. And joining us to talk about places to go is Colette's tour design manager, Ariana Araj.
All right. Well, we have had a very busy show hotline today, Mary. Ariana, nice to have you here with us today on America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much. Nice to be here.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning. So, you know, we've been talking about it throughout the show today. Once we wrap up at noon Eastern today, Mary and I are headed to Hawaii. All next week, it's the big Let's Go America Tour, Maui 2025 week of events. It's also going to include us broadcasting the October 4th show from over there as well. So knowing that, I'm going to start us off at Hawaii, as I see you have many offerings to celebrate America's 250 in 2026, including Maui and Kauai. Since Hawaii is on our minds, what can you share about these tours?
Yeah, so we actually have two tours that visit Hawaii. We have a long-standing Hawaiian adventure tour, which we've got a three-island version and a four-island version. So the three-island is Oahu, Big Island, and Maui, and the four-island includes Kauai. That has been a top seller for us for many years, and we're seeing a lot of demand for Hawaii right now. So as a result of that, we've actually created a new itinerary, which starts in 2026, and it's called Aloha Hawaii. And this is a two-island Kauai and Maui unpack only twice, spend four nights in each of the islands, and really get a little bit deeper into the culture and what each of these islands has to offer. So Hawaii is hot for us.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Unpack only twice. Love that. Ariana, the march to the country's 250th birthday is on, and understanding that people do often book trips 6 to 12 months out. I mean, it's going to be here before we know it. What are you seeing from a demand standpoint for 2026?
We are seeing already a really big increase in bookings for 26, specifically domestically. Mm-hmm. And we're even seeing trends that show people are booking even further out. So we have had quite an increase in the number of dates that we're having to open, and specifically for the Northeast and our new 250th anniversary tour. But all domestic tours, we're seeing big trends of people kind of staying close in the backyard.
And we're going to get to some destination specifics in a minute with you, but just give us real quick, kind of just like a brief overview. It must have been exciting, I would think, to be part of the planning process for America's Birthday Tours. Talk a little bit about the inspiration and what you guys kind of put together broadly.
Yeah, so we have tours already that visit the regions that are important to the 250th anniversary, right? So the foundations of the U.S. But what we wanted to do was create something that was very specific as a celebration and an anniversary of the American Revolution. So we did a lot of research figuring out what are the historical and really significant sites, but what are also some modern things or experiences that we wanted to include that travelers felt would be special, but also pay really nice honor to the anniversary year. So we did a lot of research. We met with a lot of different vendors, and we put together a really unique itinerary that at the time, none of our competitors had anything similar to.
Well, of course, because it's Colette.
Well, that's right. Exactly.
That's great.
And you are the oldest tour operator.
Yeah,
we know that out there.
Great.
So it certainly matches up nicely. So I want to dive into some of the iconic American cities, right? I mean, I'm talking about places like Philadelphia, of course, Boston, our home city here of New York, where I know you've built out some terrific tours for these milestones in history. Can you elaborate on some of these city tour highlights for our listeners?
Sure. So we start in it for the 250th anniversary tour. We start in Boston, continue to New York, Philadelphia, and then ultimately we end in D.C. So in Boston, of course, we're including Lexington and Concord, where it really all started. Then we head to New York. On our way there, we go to West Point Academy. So we've got a tour there, which is really fascinating, especially for those who have never been or aren't familiar with military bases. Once we get into New York, we have a very highlight city tour. It could be great for somebody who's been there before or maybe hasn't. So we get to see Trinity Church, where Alexander Hamilton is buried. We go to a historic tavern, and we have a lunch there. So it's really kind of like a highlights opportunity to see the city. And then, of course, we feature an optional tour for anybody who wants to see the Hamilton musical. From New York, we head into Philadelphia, where the focus is definitely history and the American Revolution. When we visit the Museum of the American Revolution, we'll also see the Liberty Bell, Independence Hall, and we have dinner on board a restaurant. It's called Moshulu, and it's a retired tall ship. So that's a really unique dining experience that we've built in there. From there, we continue on to D.C., where we go through a lot of the memorials and different sites there. We've got Arlington National Cemetery, Mount Vernon, and then the tour ends and travelers head back home from there.
Well, you're covered in all there. You've
wow, very enticing. Yeah. So, Ariane, I want to talk national parks with you. Today is actually National Public Lands Day. So for anyone listening, if there's a park near you that charges an entry fee, it is waived today for National Public Lands Day. So there's just a quick PSA for everyone listening. But, Ariane, our national parks and even our state parks, they just showcase the diverse landscapes that we have in this country. And we really do have a gorgeous country. I think they make a great way to celebrate America's 250. What are your thoughts on national parks or just getting outdoors in general? And what are you offering?
Yeah, so we have several different itineraries that go out west, and our America's National Parks tour is actually, again, just like Hawaii, one of our top sellers. And it also consistently rates high from travelers in terms of quality. I think because so many people know and have heard of the national parks but are really not expecting how much they're moved when they get there, because the scenery, like when we think about other places in the world, it's kind of top of mind. But when we think of the U.S., it's often easy to forget how much nature, mm-hmm. beauty, and scenery that we actually have here. So there's no shortage of things that you can do, views or really moving experiences that you've got when you go out west.
Well, Mary and I are looking here in the studio. You've got one, the Utah Mighty Five plus the Rockies. I mean, it looks great,
yeah,
for example.
Yeah, that one looks fantastic.
There's a lot there. But, you know, something else that we've been talking about on the show, and in some cases from Colette's talking points that we use for the on-air messages that we share, it's involving the music cities in America, right? Like Nashville, Memphis, New Orleans immediately come to mind. I guess you can toss in Austin there as well. And others. So, you know, you clearly have plans there for travelers that I'd like you to talk about. And as I'm thinking about it, you know, southern cities like Charleston and Savannah are also great places to go celebrate America. So what do you want to add here, Ariana?
So I would say if we're looking at the south of the U.S., this is like, again, maybe we forget about it often, but it's quite a rich cultural hub. So we've got that Music Cities tour that starts in New Orleans, goes to Oxford, Memphis, and Nashville. So that one is huge in terms of culture and cuisine. So you try a lot of Southern cuisine. Of course, the music history. We meet with somebody who actually marched alongside MLK during the Civil Rights Movement. So there's just so much wrapped up into that one tour. Hmm. We've also got our Southern Charm tour, which visits Charleston, Savannah, and Jekyll Island. That one's kind of a unique and a little bit relaxed, but quite short getaway. And one of my favorite tours when it comes to culture is actually our Bluegrass Country and Smoky Mountains tour. So it goes from Louisville to Lexington to Gatlinburg to Asheville. And so in that, you've got Great Smoky Mountain National Park. You've got some bourbon history. You go to Churchill Downs, which is where the Kentucky Derby takes place. There's music, art. It's just quite an explosion.
Listen, I'm loving the diversity.
Okay, Ariane, I want to go on that tour.
Yeah, I'm loving the diversity.
I think you should.
Sign me up for that. All right, before we run out of time, I think we have time for one more. Let's go coastal Maine, where we say go for the scenery and stay for the lobster. What can you share?
So this is actually one of the few small group tours that we have within the U.S. It falls under our Explorations product line, which basically means that it's a bit more of an in-depth cultural experience than the rest of our U.S. products. Of course, I'm a New Englander, so I'm very drawn to these type of itineraries, but it's kind of a mix of that laid back by the water type of feeling, but you've got the lobster in there, and then you do it all with a small group.
Well, listen,
lovely.
I want to give the website right now for everyone. You hear us talk about it on the show week after week, but it's very easy. Just gocolette.com/United States. gocolette.com/United States. Go check out, folks, all these tours. We didn't even hit on West Coast that they're offering. I mean, they've got the country blanketed all for America's 250. Certainly have a whole array of other tours that are out there as well. So, Ariana, very nice connecting with you today. Our best to you, Jacqueline, Willie, Sarah, Dominique. I mean, I could go on with all the whole team you got up there. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you both very much. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, everyone, there goes Ariana again. gocolette.com/United States. And if you are going on a tour here for America's 250, make sure you do it with Colette, okay? Really appreciate them being part of the show. Right now, we're going to take a quick sponsors break for some bottom-of-the-hour messages. Next up, it's flight deals, best and worst airports, and a lot more. Three more segments to go before Mary and I fly off to America's 50th state. Thanks for being part of the program today, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Remember back to school shopping as a kid? New notebooks, new shoes, new routines? Well, this fall, Raycon's calling it back to cool, because Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are a must-have for getting into a fall routine and making everything smoother. These earbuds are packed with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, new colors, and a comfortable design. Raycon quality rivals premium audio brands for half the price. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. True home security is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old school security systems only react once the damage is done. But SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find that link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by our friends at MyPillow.com/carry. When you hear us talk about MyPillow, what immediately comes to mind? Well, for us, it's quality. Quality products and great prices. That's never been more true right now, as they're having a big 3-in-1 sale. This offer includes a limited edition product, a back-in-stock special, and a closeout deal you won't find anywhere else. So listen to this. MyPillow bed sheets are only $29.88. We're talking any color, any style, any size, even kings. Regularly $119.98, but as a show fan, you get them for $29.98. My towels are finally back in stock with the price I'm about to share that won't last long. Get a six-piece My Towel set that's regularly $70 for just $39.98. And for the first time ever, get their limited edition premium MyPillows made with Giza cotton and a designer gusset. With queens just $17.98, kings only $19.98. Stock up now for the holidays ahead with prices like this. And don't forget their new Rev 7 energy drink that we've been talking about. Powered by GoBHB, it contains no caffeine, no sugar, comes in delicious flavors, and it's also vegan. When you compare it to other energy drinks out there, this beats them all across the board. No stimulants here either, but you'll still sharpen your focus and be at your best all day. When you use promo code CARRY, C-A-R-R-Y, you'll save 30%. And you get a case of the all-new Rev 7 energy drink for as low as $9.99. If all these deals aren't enough, when you use the code CARRY and spend over $100, you'll get free shipping plus $100 in free digital gifts. MyPillow.com/CARRY. Use the promo CARRY for all the show savings. Or, as always, find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, I was pleased to see my hometown airport, that would be Minneapolis-St. Paul International, was named by J.D. Powers last week as the best large airport in North America for the second year in a row. But that honor was based on such things as terminal facilities, airport staff, departure and arrival airport experience, food, beverage, and retail offerings. But there's other ways to measure the value of airports to travelers that are a little bit more focused. Katie Nastro is a travel media professional who is also a spokesperson for Going.com. That's a website and app designed to make travelers smarter on a whole number of fronts. And Going.com recently looked at airports and rated them according to measures including the best airports to find domestic or international fares and other criteria. She joins us today. Hey, Katie, welcome. I like this very consumer-focused way of considering airports. And let's start with a category that probably affects most U.S. travelers. Which airports are the best for domestic fares? And how do we know that? How does Going.com know that?
Yeah, look, we at Going analyzed just under 80,000 flight deals from airports, from over 200 airports across the country. And we evaluated this specific category of best value based on the fact that these specific airports, Salt Lake City, Tampa, and Atlanta, all provide the best value deal. So we know that Going, that deals that we send to our subscribers help people save upwards of 40 to 90% on flights. Well, we know that based off of our deal data that these specific airports are providing upwards in that category most often and just a really solid Going average deal price. So, for example, our average Going deal price that we found for Salt Lake City was only $146 round trip. That's really significant in savings. And we just want people to understand that even if these airports are that I just mentioned, it's not one of your home airports, that doesn't matter. You can still get value by repositioning yourself, maybe by targeting one of these airports that we listed.
Salt Lake City, Atlanta, and Tampa. Is it because they have a bit more competition at these airports? Is that why the fares are generally lower?
Yeah, that is the biggest reason why we see cheap fares or a plethora of deals, for example, is competition. It's the single biggest factor. And a lot of these airports do have just a solid base of domestic competition, as well as they include low-cost carriers at their airport, which actually help to bring these legacy prices. They really put the pressure on. So, you know, even if you don't fly on a budget carrier, for example, you still want them around. You want to have that to really, again, put pressure on the big guys.
We only have a couple minutes left, so let's see if we can get shorter answers on this. How about the best value airports for international travel?
Yeah, for international travel, you know, it's really funny because we typically see these larger airports like, you know, JFK or Newark topping lists, which they are. But we also have Orlando, actually, as the large airport that takes the cake. Average Going deal price for international travel from Orlando is only $418, which is really, again, really great savings and really worth highlighting.
Wow, Orlando. I didn't know that would come in number one for international deals. Going.com also did airports with the most points and miles deals. How did you measure that? And what are they?
Yeah, for points and miles, we looked at all of the deals that we sent in the past year, and we noticed that there were top airports that really are consistent with deal frequency. So how many deals are we sending from that airport? JFK takes the spot again, and I'm not surprised, only really due to the fact that out of the 288 deals that we sent based off of points and miles, you know, you have over 90 different airlines to choose from when you're flying out of JFK that are international carriers. Mm. So there's no surprise that when it comes to points and miles or even just the amount of international deals, it also takes the cake for the most amount of international deals that JFK, you know, rises to the top.
Can you, in 15 seconds, give us top airlines for deals?
Top airlines for deals, yeah. Surprise there. Everybody might be shocked to hear that Southwest takes the cake.
Oh, well, okay, there you go. Southwest is still taking the cake, even though they're getting more. They're starting to imitate many of the patterns of legacy airlines like assigned seats and so on. Katie Nastro is a travel media professional. She's a spokesperson for Going.com, where you can find the study that has revealed these airports. Katie, thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Brickhouse Nutrition's Labor Day sale is on, and it's only on until August 31st. You're going to save 25% on everything with code LABORDAY25 at brickhousenutrition.com. Start fall off strong, reboot your health, and save big. This massive sale includes the best-selling weight loss formula Lean and the very popular Field of Greens, the super fruit and vegetable drink that promises your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Head to brickhousenutrition.com and use code LABORDAY25 for 25% off. Sale ends midnight, August 31st.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text balance to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Brickhouse Nutrition's Labor Day sale is on, and it's only on until August 31st. You're going to save 25% on everything with code LABORDAY25 at brickhousenutrition.com. Start fall off strong, reboot your health, and save big. This massive sale includes the best-selling weight loss formula Lean and the very popular Field of Greens, the super fruit and vegetable drink that promises your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Head to brickhousenutrition.com and use code LABORDAY25 for 25% off. Sale ends midnight, August 31st.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
This portion of the program is sponsored by our friends at mystore.com. So whether it's a special celebration, a holiday that's upcoming, or just treating yourself to good quality products, a great place to find more than 500 different products is mystore.com. We like that supporting them means you're actually spending your hard-earned dollars with American companies that support values important to all of us, and not necessarily those giant tech websites, big box stores, or other unfriendly realtors. Go check out mystore.com and use the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, to save on your purchases. Now, Mike Lindell created this second company to support American entrepreneurs and bring manufacturing back to our country. Mystore.com offers great products from companies that don't have a way to market their products and reach you, but now they have a voice and a platform for all of us to support. You'll find all kinds of products covering the gamut, including automotive, bath and beauty, books and movies, clothing, food and drink, garden patio, home improvement, household essentials, and the list goes on, kitchen and dining, pets, religious, sports and outdoors, tours and games, and more. So spend your money with companies who love and support our country by going to mystore.com, and be sure to use the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, to get big savings as a fan of this show. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a personal butler? Neither do I. Shocking, I know. But our next guest found that when it comes to traveling, especially with children, a butler can be downright handy. Jamie Davis Smith is a travel writer who has written for, as near as I can tell, most every major travel publication in the country. And in a recent article for the website familyvacationist.com, she explains the glories of having a butler at your beck and call. Hey, Jamie, welcome to the show. I know there are some very ritzy hotels around the world that offer a butler on sometimes each floor at the hotel, but you weren't staying in one of those. You were staying at an all-inclusive resort, Beaches Resort in Negril, Jamaica, and you were traveling with how many of your four children?
I was traveling with two of my children, and we had a friend with us as well. So I was there with three kids total.
All right, and I gather that this resort offers a butler service. I presume it's an add-on service. It's not in the basic fee. Is that correct?
It doesn't come with basic rooms, but we were staying in a villa, and the villa does include personal butler service, which was my favorite part of staying at the resort.
Okay, your piece describes some of the ways that this butler helped make your vacation more like a vacation. You want to tick off a couple for us?
Yeah, sure. It was amazing. The butler helped us get reservations at restaurants, which can sometimes be challenging at all-inclusive resorts. The butler saved chairs for us by the pool or the beach every morning, depending on our preference, which anybody who's been to an all-inclusive resort probably knows is extremely difficult. Those chairs get snapped up very early in the morning sometimes. We were able to ask for drinks and food to be brought to us. We had access to a special menu through our butler, and the butler was even able to help us with other requests like finding bug spray. And my daughter is very into space and astronomy, and our butler even brought us a telescope, which astounded
me. Oh, my goodness. Now, I know one of your children took ill, recovered, but the butler was handy for that. Are these men and women, are they like hovering, or do you pick up a phone? Are they within sight at all times?
Yeah, we had different butlers at different times of the day, and when we checked into our villa, we got what's called a butler phone, and we were able to call a butler any time of day or night for whatever we needed. They kept our refrigerator stocked in our villa, really anything we needed. And when my son did get sick, it was especially helpful to have a butler. I think the butler really saved our vacation. He's fine now, but he wasn't feeling well for a couple of days and wanted to stay in bed, and I didn't want to leave him alone. So it was just incredible to be able to have the butler help us with everything from arranging for a doctor to come see him to making sure we stayed fed and had access to all kinds of drinks we needed while I was helping him recover.
Well, were you staying bedside, or was the butler staying bedside, or the butler just check in every 20 or 30 minutes?
I was staying bedside with my son. That's something I didn't ask, but that's something I didn't want to ask the butler to do.
And you can ring him up at 3 in the morning, these butlers?
I didn't, but yes, they're on call all the time. So if you have a late night family, you can contact them anytime.
And how's it working out now that you brought him or her back to your place?
I could never go back. So exactly. I told my butler, you'll just have to come back with me.
That is great. Jamie Davis Smith is a writer, a travel writer, has written for Afar magazine and National Geographic and others. But this piece is on the website, familyvacationist.com. And she explains the benefit of having a butler when you're on vacation. It's something that, you know, we all ought to have at all times. A good butler is hard to find. Thank you, Jamie, for joining us today.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back after this short break. Don't touch that dial.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, here we go again, everyone. One more segment to go before we're off to the airport. American Airlines takes us to Maui for the big Let's Go America tour that's ahead. Welcome back to your favorite travel radio show. Today's J-Block, well, we're sponsored by HelixSleep.com/care.
Many of us at home are sleeping on old, worn-out mattresses. Well, we can change that for you this weekend and save you 25% in the process, because a great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. Think of the best sleep you've had at a luxury hotel, a resort, or even a luxury cruise ship. That's the equivalent to the top quality the team at helixsleep.com/carry is going to deliver for you and at an affordable price.
You know, each mattress is made right here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door free of charge. They have various mattress models to choose from. These mattresses have been recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. So sleep better, save 25%. It's a win-win. You can do it this weekend at helixsleep.com/carry or just rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Broadcast travel contributor and show friend Janine Tornatore is back today as we wanted to talk about some less obvious fall destinations to put on your radar this season.
That sounds like a plan, Mary. Janine, welcome back. Always nice connecting with you here on the show.
Great to be here.
Appreciate that very much. So, listen, Mary and I certainly appreciate the less obvious in travel. I want to start us off with a state that's going to get very busy as the ski season nears us. You say it's a great place to go in October. We agree with that. So I want you to talk with everyone about fall in Colorado, Janine.
Well, there's so many areas of Colorado that I love in the fall season, whether you're in Breckenridge or in Aspen. And they have an earlier season for fall colors, for sure. But I also just love Colorado because you can do, in some areas, like really great outdoor activities well into October. One of my favorite, I think, off-the-radar places is called Grand Junction, Colorado. It's in the western side of the state. They have so many great dupes for national parks. They have the Colorado National Monument, which is often called the Mini Grand Canyon. They have Rattlesnake Canyon, which is a great dupe for Arches National Park. It has the second largest concentration of arches in the world. And you're also near Glenwood Springs, which is home to some really great hot springs, which are fun this time of year when things get cooler as well.
Great highlights, and I love the dupes. So I want to get to Hawaii in a minute, because in just a few minutes, Robert and I are actually heading there for a big Let's Go America Tour Maui for 2025 that begins on Monday. But before we do that, Janine, I want to keep us stateside and talk coastal Mississippi. Robert and I stopped in Ocean Springs on a drive from, I believe it was New Orleans to Mobile.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. And I love that quaint town. Coastal Mississippi is on your list for great fall areas. Certainly it's less hot, right?
Yes. And isn't that town such a just amazing little surprise?
Yes,
like
it was.
The downtown has just a great art museum. All it's got Michelin rated restaurants. It has so many great little boutiques, and you're right by the ocean. I kind of fell in love with coastal Mississippi. I was there in late summer as well, so it was pretty hot still, but there are so many quaint towns there. And I do love it during the fall because there's a lot of really great events. You know, they're always looking to bring people in during the slightly off season. So they have the Mississippi Songwriters Festival happening. They also have Cruise in the Coast, which brings in over 10,000 classic cars. It's probably one of the biggest, I think, in the country for a car show festival. And then they have the largest arts and crafts festival on the Gulf Coast. So whenever you go during the fall, it's kind of peppered with all these fun events. So to me, that's one of those unexpected places, really affordable this time of year, but still lots to do.
So I have a friend who just booked a November trip with her daughter to visit Scottsdale. And she said she wanted something warmer than the Northeast, and they did Florida last fall. And you're also high on Scottsdale. Do you agree that this is also great for fall?
It is really great for fall. You know, Scottsdale gets busier like during the holidays, and then January, February is one of their really, you know, popular times of the year. So now is perfect because the weather's getting more mild, so you can do all those great outdoor activities, whether it's golf or hiking or paddling the Salt River. But it's also a time of year when there's lots of events as well. You have the big hotels like the Fairmont, Scottsdale Princess. They have their Pumpkin Fest happening now. You also have what's called Canal Convergence, which is right on the river in downtown Scottsdale. It's all these really cool outdoor art installations that light up at night. There's their farmers market right now. So again, yeah, it's one of those really fun times of year to visit when it's a little bit quieter, so you can get better deals on those resorts, but still really enjoy it.
Scottsdale's a great place, no question. All right, so we were told you just got back from Oahu recently. Mary shared we're headed over to Maui after today's broadcast. And although we favor Maui, the island of Hawaii, and Kauai, the Hawaiian Islands, frankly, in total, they offer something for everyone, whether couples, families, young and old. They also make great destinations for the fall, well into the winter as well. So share some of what you enjoyed over there in Oahu.
Well, you know, I've been to pretty much every area of Oahu, and, you know, Waikiki and Honolulu are definitely the more popular spots. We stayed up on the North Shore. We were in Turtle Bay. There's a beautiful Ritz-Carlton there, but there's also a lot of great Airbnbs and little places like that. And what I love about the North Shore is I think it's one of those areas where you get that true Hawaiian you know, ambiance and kind of that surfer town feel. Like, my kids really loved that you could just literally walk out on the beach. There's all these probably world-class surfers out there surfing, and you get all the wildlife out there and the nature. So, I mean, those are some of the things I love about the North Shore. And, there, you know, there's all the food trucks you can stop at, just the little roadside places to pull over and get fresh fruit. So, to me, I like those kind of the areas where it's a little less touristy and you feel a little more like a local.
Yeah, great, Stan. Listen, you know what? Yeah. You've just made our listeners there on AM 690 and FM 94.3, I think KHNR, very happy. So, folks, I want to just share, you can stay connected with Janine and her travels. The website's very easy, just theoutsideinsider.com. Janine, as always, thank you. Nice reconnecting today.
You guys are great. Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye.
All right, Janine just dropped the line, Mary, there. And there you have it, everyone. Starting on Monday, the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 begins. Nice to just end there in Hawaii with Janine, and that's where we are headed. So you can follow along and comment each day on our at RM World Travel social media pages. We hope you do that. Next Saturday, October 4th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, this show will come to you from Hawaii's Valley Island. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. Thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, let's go, America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.